The trail to Kalalau Valley on Kauai's Naupali coast has been closed for more than a year. Last year's massive rain and flooding caused significant damage to parts of the 11-mile trail. But Kurt Cottrell, head of the State Parks Division, says the biggest impact was financial.
This was an unprecedented closure, 14 months and counting. We had to refund thousands of camping refunds. And so the financial hit we took, you know, along with the folks in Haena and Wainiha, was substantial, because we make just about $500,000 a year on camping permits.
But as soon as next week, the Kalalau Trail will be open for business with one big change. Cottrell plans to station rangers in the valley 7 days a week.
We'll have staff in Kalalau checking permits. They'll have first aid certification, satellite phones for communication.
The rangers will also serve as cultural interpreters, talking about the history and the culture of the valley.
To have presence in one of the most premier wilderness destinations on earth, finally, really is a huge paradigm shift for us.
Kalalau Trail, especially the first 2 miles to Hanakapi'i Falls, was seeing upwards of 500,000 people a year, and it caused problems.
It was hitting a crescendo pre-flood, and it's really interesting. The flood, it was almost nature's way of saying enough already.
Cottrell says the cap on camping permits for Kalalau will remain at 60 per day, but overnight parking at the trailhead in Haena is prohibited. Hikers need to get dropped off or catch the community-run shuttle. It's all part of the state's effort to drastically reduce the number of visitors to Haena State Park.
We're right on the cutting edge of trying to find that balance between, you know, our now 10 million person a year visitor industry and try to ratchet back impact on cultural and natural resources as a result of the success of the visitor industry.
Cottrell says if the steps to reduce overuse of the park work, we could see them at other state parks across the islands. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.